Chair recognizes Representative from Rockland, Representative Masaryk.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. We've heard a lot of words this afternoon about this bill. Let me tell you something. I've lived in the Midcoast area for a long, long time, well over 30 years. I have had some dealings with the Maine State Prison. I had some people on both sides of the bars, unfortunately, on the inside and many on the guard side. But the other day, I was talking to the new warden, Tricia Barnard. She made a very good point. She said, this is a prison. And don't forget that. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a prison. These people are in there for a reason. Now, if you and I do something bad, we commit a crime, we're convicted, we go to jail. We go to prison. When you're in prison and you commit a crime, they put you into the segregation unit because you can't behave normally with the other prisoners. And they have a responsibility. The prison has a responsibility. Number one, they have a responsibility to maintain the safety of the prisoners from each other and to themselves. There are many prisoners in these units that are on 24-hour watch. They can't be left alone because they're trying to harm themselves. There's a responsibility to the guards. We've heard people talk about the guards today a little bit. Well, I've known guards all my life who've worked over there for the last 30 years. I've talked to them, and this last couple weeks since this bill has surfaced, I've been on a walk down on the boardwalk, and I've had people stop me and say, Coach or Ed, these are guards who work at the prison. Don't support the bill, please. We're doing the best we can. And you know, when you look at the guard situation, they go into a very, very difficult situation every day. I've seen the wear and tear on what being a prison guard does to a human being. You go in there, they don't get a lot of money. They run a risk of bodily injury. It's a very taxing job. And every one of those guys who have stopped me and I've talked in the last 2 weeks have asked me, please don't support this bill. And, you know, I've heard today that the Maine State Prison has a very good accreditation. And it does. It must have a good reputation. But we're dealing with a prison. And these people are in these units because there's a reason. They do have an opportunity to work their way out. They have a unit which is completely where they're alone. But then if they work their way out, they're put in another unit where they begin to socialize and interact with one another. And then they're put back in the general population when they feel they can handle it, when people think they will not injure themselves or someone else. So I really can't support the bill today. I think that when you really stop and think about it, you want to spend money on it, on prisons, spend it, give the guards a decent livable wage. That would be a big step in the right direction. Take some of the money and give them guys a decent wage, or these gals a decent wage to live on. So they don't have to have mandatory overtime. How would you like to go to work under those circumstances, and 15 minutes before your 8-hour or 10-hour shift is up, you're told you got to work another 10-hour shift immediately following that? Because they can't get people, enough people to work as guards because we don't pay them a good salary. So take some of that money we're talking about and let's do it right. Start off with the basic people. Start off with the prison personnel. I really think that in the long run, the Maine State Prison, they've got a good person, They got a new warden. Give her a chance. I've watched her an opportunity. I had the opportunity a couple weeks ago to spend 3 hours there. I was invited over. I showed up unannounced, hoping that I might catch them. But they opened their doors. They took me right through all the units. And I watched this new warden in action. And I'll tell you, I was very, very impressed. We got to give them a chance. Give this gal a chance to do the job she was hired for. So I really hope we can't, if we don't support this bill. I don't think we need it at this particular time. I think our policies that we have are good. Let's give this person a chance to do her job, and please support the people who work there. Thank you.
Chair recognizes Representative from Windham, Representative Plummer.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, men and women of the House, generally I agree with the good chair of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. In fact, I agree with the remarks she made on the floor of the House today. But based on the information that we both heard in a lengthy public hearing and several work sessions, we have apparently come to a different conclusion about the need for this resolve. The Maine Department of Corrections has been accredited by a national corrections organization. And contrary to what a couple of previous speakers have said about the constitutionality of this, the Maine Attorney General determined that all constitutional requirements are being met. DOC, Department of Corrections employees, are asking, what is the problem that this legislation is trying to fix? LD 1611 appears to be a solution for a problem that doesn't exist. Prisoners in the special management unit receive mental health services, case planning, phone calls, and visits. They are allowed telephone calls and access to books, legal materials, and religious items. They are provided opportunities to progress through the unit and be released back into general population. It would be great if no one had to be taken from society and incarcerated. It would be great if no one who society has chosen to incarcerate ever had to be confined in a cell by themselves. It would be great if no one with a mental illness ever had to be incarcerated or placed in a cell by themselves. However, none of these scenarios are realistic. We live in a real world which is far from being perfect. We do have prisons, and those prisons do have segregation units. If we had the resources to deal with people with mental illness outside of prison, it would be great. The reality is we do not have those resources. In fact, there are times when the staff at Riverview calls to have out-of-control prisoners removed from that facility and taken to a secure correctional facility. And keep in mind, as has been stated earlier, Riverview does have the right to force medicate their clients. The Department of Corrections does not have that possibility in their tool bag. Corrections officers, during the discussion, the public hearing on this bill, were portrayed as torturous and inhumane. This is not what I have observed during the several work sessions that we had on this bill. I observed corrections officers who are very, very professional. You've observed some of them in the hall. They are people who want to do the right thing. They are people who are going in there every day, striving to do the right things. Corrections officers have asked the question, will the passage of this legislation make our jobs safer and provide more protection for staff and inmates? I have concluded that it will not. Please don't gamble on the safety of all concerned in our main correctional facilities. This bill, although not as egregious as the original bill, or possibly the amendments that I understand will be introduced if this resolve passes, it is a kick in the teeth to those very professional corrections officers. As the good representative from Rockland said, please do not support this bill. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the representative from Whiting, Representative Burns.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise in opposition to this amendment that's been offered because I think it's going to open the door for various reasons, but it also gives the opportunity to open the door for more egregious assaults to the what is going on in our state prison. This is, as you'll hear, we hear over and over again, this is a very important bill. I wished you all could have been in the hearings that we went through in criminal justice and public safety. I think it would have made a big impact on you, and I think it would have made somewhat of a different impact on you from some of the things that I've heard testified to here today. I couldn't agree more with the good representative from Rockland, Representative Masaryk, that this is so incredibly important to the people that live and work in that institution down in Warren. People that live there because they have no choice, because they have been sentenced there for some for minor, but most for egregious crimes on society. So they're there against their will. People who work there and try to earn a living for their families so that these folks can be taken care of and so they won't be out here in society until they're time has been served. These are very important issues. The good representative from Blue Hill brought this bill forward. He spoke to me as he did to many others, a good friend, Representative Schatz, and asked me what I thought of it. And I said at the time, and I still believe, I think it's always good to shine light on any process that is as important as the one that we are talking about here today. We need to know what's going on. We can't ignore it. We are policymakers, and this is what was done after hours and hours of hearing, public hearing and work sessions. That's exactly what was done. You have a committee, just like you have education committees, you have transportation committees that are assigned to work through these processes, and that's what we did. This bill initially would have, I believe, caused irreparable damage to our prison system. I believe the amendment that we're talking about now, it may be less innocuous, but it's still, it's telling the prison system, it's telling the guards that we have commissioned to work there, something's wrong, we're watching, and there are other people would actually intimate that we're coming after you. We heard a lot of testimony in the time that we were there from both sides. We examined all the policies and the procedures, and I have every one of them here with me in my desk. I'm running out of room, but we have all the policies and procedures that are in place at the prison. We went through all of them. We read all the testimony. We listened to all the testimony. We heard testimony from experts that were brought in from out of state, so-called experts, that basically make their living going around, being involved in lawsuits, testifying against prison systems, offering themselves out, making statements without having visited the facility that they were talking about particularly. I take those testimonies from whence they come. We were told that from these people, some of these people that testify, these so-called experts, that what was going on down to Warren was torture, inhumane, and was not acceptable any place in the country. Saying that the research indicated that SMUs were contrary to public safety and the safety of the prisoners. There's research for anything that you want to find, any case that you want to make. So it is with this, the so-called experts that testified in front of our committee. The research done by the Urban Institute of Justice and Policy Center said just the opposite of what this expert said that came to testify against our prison system. They said that not having SMUs puts the system in jeopardy, puts the people that are incarcerated there in jeopardy, puts the guards and staff in jeopardy. We had other so-called experts that come in and testified before our committee, and they've been in the halls. You've all seen them. They, too, have made a career out of attacking our prison systems. They probably know more than I do about them. I've spent over 30 years dealing with the prison system because of the work, my chosen work profession. And for some reason, I ended up doing the same thing here in the legislature, ended up on criminal justice, and I'm not sure what's the matter with me. But the individuals that I'm talking about, they too go around the country condemning our prison systems. And they come here to Maine and they condemn our prison systems and they condemn the people that are running them. They personally verbally attack the Commissioner of Corrections. I sat there and listened to this until our good chairs finally said enough is enough. The same people who have spent 18 or 20 years in prison, they know where they're coming from. The same people were doing time in prison all over the country because they were affiliated with groups, United Freedom Front, and you probably all know who I'm talking about. They did time in prison because they were bombing hydroelectric plants. They were robbing banks. That's why they did time in prison. They were affiliated with groups of whom went to prison for life sentences for killing state troopers just because of...
What purpose does the representative from Bodenham rise?
Point of order, Madam Speaker.
The representative may proceed.
Madam Speaker, I believe the issue before us is whether to accept the pending motion, which would have the commissioner consult with some members of the state board, review due process procedures, and set up a timeline for reporting. I'm asked whether the current line of debate is germane.
The chair would answer that to all of the members that we are debating the report B. Obviously, that report is in opposition to the ought not to pass report. I would ask everyone to keep that in mind during their debate. The representative may proceed.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I tried to ferret out what we could and couldn't say during this debate. I've heard it all over the place this afternoon, so I'm trying to be careful with my words. But the fact is our prison system here in Maine is one of the best in the country and it's under attack. It's easy for us to sit here and pass judgment on it. I wish you all had an opportunity to interact with that prison, with the guards, with the inmates, like I have over the years and more recently. I think it would give you a very interesting perspective. And I'm also familiar with what goes on in other states and other prison systems. So I'll get off the subject about the gentleman who makes a living out of going around condemning our prisons. Our Department of Corrections Commissioner was asked, and this goes, I believe, very germane to what we're talking about here, asked to give answers to 33 itemized questions about what goes on in our prison. He did so. He did so in great detail. We all had that to work with. I felt, and I think many of my committee members felt, they were very satisfactory answers. So nothing was being hidden. I believe that SMUs, solitary confinement, whatever you want to call them, are an absolute necessity for us in this day and age in our prison, in the prison systems that we run in this country. They certainly are a necessity in our facility here in Maine. I don't believe, and I think the evidence will bear this out, I don't believe you can run a prison system without special management units, any more than you can run this House of Representatives without rules. If we get out of line, if we don't obey the rules, somebody takes us out of here. You can't maintain the safety of a prison system unless you have, as Representative from Brockton stated, some place to take those people. They're already in prison. So you have to have an alternative. Without that alternative, it's going to entail chaos and worse. Our prison system has been looked at by the court system, by a national accreditation system, by the Maine's Attorney General Department, and has passed muster for each one of those. Ladies and gentlemen, do we know better than they do here? It's easy for us to say things that make us feel better. None of us have to spend 5 or 10 or 20 years in those facilities. Hopefully never will. None of us have to go to work there day in and day out. It's easy to pass judgment sitting here. From what I have seen, my limited experience, we have one of the better systems here in Maine that exists in the country. I think we ought to support that, we ought to reinforce it, and I certainly believe that we ought to do something about the staff level that we have there. I agree with a good representative from Portland that we've lost over 90 positions. We were already in trouble there before we lost those 90 positions. We can't find people to stand up, to come up and take those jobs. They'll work in other parts of the system, but they won't apply for a position in Warren because it's a tough job. It's a dangerous job. It's a life-threatening job. Not everybody is up to it. I don't believe there is any such thing as quote-unquote solitary confinement in Maine. It's not a place, special management unit is not a place I would want to be sent to. But if I was sent there, I would be sent there for a reason. If I was sent there, I would have a remedy for getting out of there. All those are available. It is 23 hours a day locked up. You do get out for 1 hour a day, but you do have other amenities available to you. You are not treated inhumanely. You are not tortured. And I guess I would ask you, for those who so vehemently object to this, what is the alternative? How do you run a prison system unless you have some place, some methodology with which to deal with the people who refuse to live in general population and get along with their fellow inmates? I don't know. I've asked the question of former inmates. I've asked the question of prison guards. What else can you do? We had a young man come in and testify a couple of times, and I've seen him several times here. Young man who had to go to prison early in his life. Unfortunately, he wound up in special management unit. He didn't do as much time as some of them did, but he didn't like it. But he did do his time. He did his time and he got out. I asked him before he was done testifying. He has certainly enough experience to speak from experience. I said, would you be safe in that general population if they didn't have special management units? No. That was his testimony. No. Because he knows why those folks are in SMU. When you have people locked up in SMU who tell the guards, either you keep me in SMU or I will kill another member, a staff member, or I will kill another inmate. What do you do with them? You tell me, what's the alternative? Some people are in there because they can't survive in the general population. Some people are in there because they're unwilling to survive in general population. They want to be in SMU, and that's where they are. I hope, there's been many, many things said here today, but I hope we all realize the seriousness of the decision process we are making here. The staff has very little to say about this. They go to work day in and day out. We have the Department of Corrections Management that I feel have been scrutinized already. We will continue to scrutinize them. I have been told directly, ask us to report back. We will report back anything that you want us to report back on. Come and see what we're doing. Do whatever is necessary, but don't tell us that we are not doing a good job. And that's what this bill, I believe, will say. It will say, you're on notice, things are not up to par, we're watching, and other people, as I said, want to do more than that, more than just watch. They want to undo what I think is a very, very workable, good system in our prisons. If I knew of another solution, I would be the first to jump on board with it. But I'm not aware of any. This is all a matter of stability. We can maintain stability here in the House because we have rules. We can maintain, hopefully, stability out in the streets because, unfortunately, we have rules and we have police officers and other people that enforce those rules. How do you maintain stability inside the walls of the prison? You have to have rules. You have to have alternatives. Those alternatives, some of which include the SMUs, I submit to you, are humane, they work, they're not nice places, nobody is suggesting that they are nice places. I don't think for a second that it makes you a better person to spend 6 months or a year inside of SMU, but the alternatives are pretty thin. What else can you do? If we did a better job on the outside with mental health issues, there would be a lot less people that have to be subjected to SMUs, a lot less people in our prisons. Most of the folks in there, as you know, have mental health issues. That's just the way it is. And until that changes, we have to live with that. I would ask you, finally, please support the people that we have put in place to take care of the health and safety of the men and women that we have to put into state prison. I know a lot of them. I know county. I know state at all level. They are good people. They're doing the very best that they can. When there are infractions, when there are abuses, it is taken care of through the discipline process. It's already been testified to today, just like any other institution that we have in this state. this one, there is no room for error. People's lives are at stake. It's not about feeling good. It's about people and their public, their safety, when they're inside those institutions. Please do not support this and vote this down. Thank you.